So this evening, for just a few minutes before we sing The Last Mile of the Way, I thought we could take a look at Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Here the people are building a city and a tower to reach into the heavens. That's Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They had bricks, they had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, "Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. So what's really wrong here? I mean, we build skyscrapers and huge buildings and cities all over the world, and they're full of people. Does God really care that they were building a city and a tower, or is there more going on here? I think there's more going on, definitely. The first problem that we see here, if we look back at Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, we'll see this commandment that God gave Noah and his sons. That's Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. "So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.'" Now, fill the earth in this case meant to cover the earth, you know, spread out and fill the earth. So God was telling them to spread out, and they are purposefully breaking that commandment that he's given them, right? And notice, too, there's also a problem with their reasoning. Part of it is breaking this commandment, but part of it is to make a name for themselves, right? So they're defying God, and then they want to stay, you know, they want to stay right there together, and they want to be known and praised and glorified for their city. They want to make a name for themselves, right? This was a monument to their pride, their defiance to God. And a lot of times, you know, people are that way. We think we can do what we want. You know, we'll say, we'll rebel against God, and we'll say, "Well, I don't want to do that, God. I want to do this." Usually the exact opposite, and that's the problem, right? But that is the way we do. But remember what God says about himself. When we look at Isaiah chapter 46, verses 10 and 11, he's talking to a rebellious Israel, but what he's saying about himself, it was true then, and it's always true. It's true now. So in Isaiah chapter 46, verses 10 and 11, and this is God speaking of himself, "Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, 'My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure,' calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it." So here at the city of Babel, we see a good example of man's rebellion and God bringing about his will, having his will done regardless. Notice that the Lord says, if we look at verse 6, he says, "Nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them." Your Bible may say it differently, may say purpose or plan, But the idea is that they're scheming. The word actually means they're plotting or scheming in a bad way. These are not good plans, but bad plans. And that's because they're doing this in defiance to the Lord. And they wanted to make their life the way they wanted it and to follow their own plans, which, again, very human. We do a lot of that where we make our plans. We think we're going to follow our plans, right? So they were going to exalt themselves against God, but God will accomplish his purpose. He will complete his plan regardless of what action we take, whether we obey and are blessed or whether we rebel and are destroyed. So in this case, the Lord confused their language and dispersed them. So in the end, regardless of their human desire, they were still spread across the face of the earth, the thing they said they didn't want to do, right? So this evening, I just bring this up so that we can, you know, kind of ask ourselves, are we building a life for our own glory? Are we standing in our pride in defiance of God, trying to make a name for ourselves in some way? Or are we submitting to the Lord's will? Because God has a plan, and it will be carried out. The Lord's plan for eternity is not changing. We can choose to go with him and follow him to this wonderful new place. Or we can hold on to our defiant life here until we reach the second death. It's a simple and easy choice to make. God will carry out his plan with or without us. So I just want to encourage all of us to make sure that we are humbly following God, following the Lord, going out and filling the earth, but this time filling it with the gospel. That's our mission from the Lord. It's not that much different, but it is different because we should be filling the world with the gospel. We just have this great message to deliver. It's the gospel of Christ. The only name that matters is Jesus. We're not making a name for ourselves. He's our Savior and our salvation. And we don't need to reach up to the heavens or reach up to God because he came down to us. So I just want to encourage us to not stay in the life we build for ourselves here, but to step into that eternal life that God is offering us. And if anyone here this evening would have any need for prayer or anything we could do to help you, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.